Good morning and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your show host, Randy Fine. Today, I have with you a very special guest, and this is going to be a bit different from how we do things because you are going to get a healing today. And during that time, there will be silence, but you'll be talked to before it begins and after it ends. So just know that you have not been disconnected. So in 2012, today's special guest, Helen Chapman, had a traumatic brain injury. She stumbled around in a blur for years, suffering from memory loss, fatigue, and other things that made her unable to work as a successful financial consultant or even function normally. In 2017, Helen experienced a rewiring of her brain that in turn attuned her to the Vibralight energies. Vibralight healing was a lifesaver. It took her foggy mind and gave it clarity. Almost immediately, her mind was clear and sharp again. She even sent healing to her sister's cat, who was elderly and close to death, and it went on to live for several more weeks. So through the years of study, Helen has discovered how to use vibrant light energy to heal others, as well as how to attune others so they could become healers as well. Helen is coming to us from New Zealand. And that's why we pre-recorded this show today, because our times are opposite. And I don't think you all would be listening at this hour if we were doing it our regular time. So welcome, Helen. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Randy. Much appreciated.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Okay, so you have a really interesting story about how this began. So give us a little bit of a background about how all of this came about.
Yes, well, as you said, in 2012, I had a serious head injury. And it was really devastating because I was a financial advisor, and all of a sudden my brain just wasn't working properly. And I had terrible fatigue, memory loss. I lost my job. I couldn't work anymore. And this went on for 5 long years. Wow. As you can imagine, it was a very difficult time for me. The head injuries triggered my spiritual awakening, and all of a sudden I could feel other people's pain and emotions as if they were my own. That was something I had never experienced before. And for example, I'd be walking along the street and all of a sudden have terrible pain in my hip and see somebody walking along in dreadful pain, clearly with a sore hip. Or I'd get a terrible headache and out of nowhere, and I'd see someone clutching their head in pain. It was really overwhelming because I was getting bombarded by people's pain and emotions. Fortunately, I had really good support across that time. And I got told, if you can feel it, you can heal it. So I laid my hands on people where I felt their pain, and it helped them. I was really surprised because I didn't actually know that this was possible. I'd lived in a very closed world as a financial advisor, and I just didn't know this whole other world even existed.
So you weren't open to energy and spirituality and all of those things?
No, not at all. Okay. I had no idea, no interest. My sister used to... She was learning energy healing and into crystals, and she'd give me crystals and I'd be like, oh yeah, whatever, you know. I just had absolutely no idea and no interest, to be honest. So all of a sudden I was then able to do, you know, to give healing or energy healing, which was the what I called it, and that's the way it was at that time. So one day my sister asked me for healing for her injured shoulder, and I started giving a healing, and then all of a sudden I felt a big whoosh of energy like nothing I'd ever experienced before. It was so amazing. It felt warm and loving and very powerful. My sister said she could feel the energy vibrating in her shoulder, and her shoulder felt much better. I sent healing to her cat that was dying. It was literally like she was deciding whether to put it down or not. It was very traumatic. And I sent healing to this cat, and it started running around chasing lizards in the sunshine. So I tried it on myself, and within days, my head was clear and the fatigue had gone. Randy, I've been in a blur for 5 long years, and now I felt normal again. So I knew then that this was a very special energy.
And
And this was.
Helen, what I find is you must be a very organized person and very responsible person, right? Am I
Yes,
right? Okay.
I
So what I
am.
find is spirit often lays these things in the hands of people who they know are competent to take it forward. So, I mean, like I know someone who was a somewhere, something big in the Navy, a naval officer, and this was the farthest thing from her mind, and now she's a spirit medium. But I think spirit picks people that they know are going to take it, organize it, and really utilize it somehow. And that's why I think you were given this gift.
Yes, because I often wonder why it just really came unexpectedly out of nowhere. Wasn't it, it just was sort of there. And
Amazing.
I was really strongly guided right from the start that I needed to share it with others. There was a really big push for that. And I could have very easily, because it's, I've created courses so that others can get attuned to the energy too. But I could have very easily, and it would have been a much easier path for me to put myself out there as a healer and do one-on-one healings with people. But instead, it's a really big responsibility to basically be guided that this is a very important energy for us. And that I need to share it. So yeah, it's been a huge amount of work, but I've loved it too. And the response from healers who are learning it is just overwhelming. They just love it, and the thing they love it the most about it is that it's really easy. It's fast, easy, and really effective. So even healers who have done every healing modality love Vibrolite because they can just do it and it's really easy. And that's what I love about it too. When you're time poor, you can easily give someone healing in just a few seconds. And that's really a great part of Vibrolite.
So, Vibrolite, is this a name that you came up with, or were you given this name?
It's a combination, really. The name came to me, and then I started, because I'm my own worst critic, then started pulling apart the name, decided it wasn't okay, and it was okay, and it wasn't okay. But the name came from Vibrolite is sound and light frequencies, so it's a special type of frequency healing, and it comes from the stars. So I can go into a little bit more detail about how it works in a minute. But so it's a combination of vibration and light. So that's how I came up with the name Vibrolite. I was just lying in bed in the morning in that time where you have that blank space, those few times in your day where you have that blank space. And that's when the name came in. And I kept going backwards and forwards on the name. And I had a reading with someone a few months later, and I said, I can't come up with the name. And she said, you've got the name. So I said, is it Vibrolite? She said, yes, that's the name.
Yeah.
So it's very clear, you know, what it is, it's vibration and light. And it raises our light as well, which is really great. So it helps with our spiritual awakening, our spiritual advancement, you know, our connection with our soul and our higher self. So it's, you know, it runs really deep. It works on all levels.
So, and since then, you have established a teachable system.
Yes,
so
that's
that
correct.
others can learn this, right?
Yes, that's right. And people can pop online and learn it in just 2 hours. So in 2 hours, after with well, even after an hour, actually, because all they need is the attunement and to know the requests, and they can be sending healing all over the world within 2 hours. It's an amazing energy. Yeah.
And what is attunement?
So the attunement... So attunement is basically unlocking the door to the energy. So it gives you access to the vibrolite energies so that then you can give it, send healing to others, and you can give healing to yourself as well. And the key part of vibrolite healing is the requests. And that's what makes it really, really easy, because all people need to do is say the simple request, and then Vibrolite takes care of the whole healing for you. So that's the most amazing part of it. So I've got a wee example, actually. So you just say the quick request and it's done, and then Vibrolite takes care of the entire healing. So a friend texted me and she desperately needed her help, my help. Her mother had died and she was in a real mess. And I was just starting my dinner, so I didn't want my dinner to get cold. So I quickly asked Vibrolite to send her healing, and then happily carried on with my dinner. And I sort of thought to myself, oh, after I've finished dinner, I'll just check up and just make sure that healing went. And a while later, my friend texted to thank me for the healing and that it was really powerful, and she felt much better. Seriously, Randy, I was still having my dinner. I hadn't done anything more than ask Vibrolite to give her healing, which took all of 10 seconds. You know, you can't do that with other types of healing. They all take a lot of time, and you have to be in the right mindset. They involve energy and skills from the healer. You need to do certain rituals, lay on hands, or use expensive equipment. There's none of that with Vibrolite. All you need to do is be attuned to the energy and know how to ask for it. Saves a whole lot of time, and you can help more people with Vibrolite.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And I'm sure a lot of my listeners will be like, their ears will perk up. Oh, I can because so many people would love to be healers and just don't really think that they can. So where is this energy coming from? Tell us more specifically.
Excellent question. That's an excellent question. So the energy comes from the stars. So it's as I said before, it's a new type of frequency healing, and Vibrolite energy contains sound and light frequencies, and these frequencies release blocks that are causing you pain or preventing you from reaching your full potential. The energy comes from the stars. So the energy is a much higher vibration, and it's purer, stronger, and more effective. So once the energy comes to us, and this is the beautiful part, archangels and ascended masters use the energy to give us healing. So the way it works is every part of you works on an optimum frequency. And when that frequency is maintained, it creates healing and well-being. What Vibrolite does is generates the optimum frequencies energetically and naturally. The archangels and ascended masters guide the healing and give us the exact mix of frequencies we need. The frequencies target the area where healing is needed, causing the entire site to vibrate at its own natural frequency. This releases and clears blockages and lower vibrational energy. And this allows your energy to flow more smoothly and makes room for your body to heal itself. The neat thing is that the frequencies actually continue for several days, clearing, realigning, and promoting health. And this creates a much deeper healing experience.
Wow, it sounds incredible. So, are you in communication with guides?
Now that's my strongest gift is clairsentience. So clairsentience is that the feeling. So I'm very, very strong on the feeling. So I can feel people's energy if I'm working through something, if I'm trying to work something out. I get energy coming in, so I know when something's right because I feel uplifted. I know when I'm not on the right track yet because it's feeling flat. So that's my main guidance. I might get a single word, and that's pretty rare, and it's also rare for me to get an image. But if I do, I know that it's something that's really important and that I'm on the right track. So the training was through my experiential learning and through the experiential learning of others who and it's been really interesting creating VibroLite Healing because initially it was me just on my own and I was having to sort of figure it out to then start attuning others with the energy and other people who can see and get images and can see the energy has been really fascinating because they've seen things like the amazing colors of VibroLite coming in and doing healing for themselves and for others. And they've been able to give healing to their pets. And they've seen the energy come into their pets, and the pets saying, "Oh, I love it. I like being able to give myself healing." So it's really, it's really amazing. And having the community is really, really lovely. People just
So
love it.
it must amaze you every day. And
It does amaze me every day.
why do you think it took 5 years for them to choose you to do this? Do you what was the timing? Or can you assign any understanding to that timing of why it took 5 years?
I think that it was partly because I had a series of head knocks in different places. It wasn't just one. And so each head knock basically opened up a different chakra.
Oh,
So
wow.
one was the third eye, the other the crown chakra, and the other one was the well of dreams chakra. So it was the process, I think, was really, and the best way I can explain it is a rewiring of my brain. My dad put it really well, actually. He said it seems he's 95 and he's very wise. And he said, "It seems it unlocked your mind." I just thought that was so wise because that's kind of, is essentially what happened. So I think that I just needed to go through that rewiring process. And also because it's so new, such a new energy, it's a different vibration, it's different everything, that my body probably needed time to accept it. And across a time that, or assimilate it, should I say, and across a time that I wasn't able to do anything else, gave me the opportunity to sort of do all the downloads and the things that I needed so that I could then share it with others.
That's incredible. So, if someone is having a VibroLite healing, what questions would you ask them before you start? Are they going to tell you what they want you to work on, or what kind of information do you get from someone you're working with?
Oh, that's an excellent question. So the really neat thing about VibroLite, and that's why it's so easy to do, is that the healer just does the request. So, and that's me too. Anybody can do it. So that once they're attuned, they just make the request, and then VibroLite takes care of the rest. So VibroLite is a very conscious and intuitive energy, and it knows exactly what the person needs. So I find the good thing is because I'm not medically trained, obviously. when I learned to be a financial advisor, I didn't learn medicine at the same time. VibroLite knows exactly where to go and does all the work, and it targets the area that needs healing. So while I do have a discussion with the people beforehand, often it's a good idea for them to set an intention of what they where they want the energy directed, because that's where it'll go to.
Okay. So if someone came in and they say, are saying that they're having a pain or a particular area that they want you to work on, you're not necessarily sending Vibralight to that specific area. You're sending it to where it will do its most healing.
Oh, yes. Now, that's a really, really good question. Okay. Because things can be manifest in the physical that aren't necessarily in the physical. They could be actually triggered in the emotional. So that's why I stand back, because I don't know. So Vibralight knows, and I trust that. And as a financial advisor, when you're really big on control, that took a while to realize that actually Vibralight knows best, because it's an amazing energy. And I know that when I lie back and ask Vibralight for healing, I can lie back and have a half hour healing, and Vibralight goes to all the areas I need without me engineering it. I guess engineering is a really good way of putting it. So people, when they receive healing, if their intention is to receive healing for a particular issue or a particular thing, it's going to work on a holistic basis, looking at the mind, body, and spirit side of it, and all of those things that are affecting that.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm. How do you know it comes from the stars?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Because one of the things I have is for guidance, which I didn't add, was my trusty pendulum. And also, I have to say that because I'm not a, I don't channel words, I channel energy. I go to mediums from time to time. And I was told in 2012, 5 years before the energy came in, that I was going to bring in a new healing modality, and that it was going to be from the stars. And certainly that my pendulum keeps telling me that, and any readings I have keep telling me that. So, and people who are doing Vibralight healing now, who are intuitive, are guided to it for that. Yes.
They have that, they've gotten that information as well.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's really interesting what people experience during Vibralight
healing. It really is. So what would someone feel when they're getting a healing, if anything?
Right, let's see. So what they might feel is, shall I talk about what we're going to do for this upcoming healing then?
You can, sure. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a good idea. The healing that we're going to do shortly will be for whatever you need at this time. So Vibralight will recognize where you need healing, and the frequencies will be directed there. Now, if you want to set an intention about if there's something in particular that you'd like to the energy to be directed towards, then you can certainly do that too. The healing will release energetic blocks and lower vibrational energy that are affecting your physical and emotional well-being. This release will help your energy to flow more smoothly, and this creates healing. During the healing, you may feel tired or even fall asleep. I often fall asleep during a healing, which is frustrating sometimes, because I like to feel Vibralight is working. And you may feel the energy in your chakras or other parts of your body. If you're not energy sensitive, you may not feel anything, but that's okay, because you'll still be receiving the healing. Okay. The healing will keep working for 3 or 4 days afterwards. And across this time, you may feel waves of energy while things continue to shift and release. Now, these are quite deep healings, so you may feel tired afterwards. So get plenty of rest and drink lots of water. Now, some people are sensitive to energy healing, and if you are, you'll know that sometimes it can trigger discomfort when deep set blocks come up for release. This normally passes within a couple of days.
Okay.
The good news is this very deep healing will raise your vibration and help you move forward in your life and on your spiritual path. Now, to get the most of the healing, sit or lie down during it and relax. Please don't drive during the healing because, as I said, you could feel tired, tired or even fall asleep. So please don't drive. Don't do use any heavy equipment or start cutting your veggies for dinner or whatever. So the best thing is you'll get the most out of it if you sit down and sit or lie down during it and relax deeply.
Okay.
So I won't actually be doing anything during the healing. I'm actually going to receive a healing myself at the same time because it's really easy to give vibrolite healing to yourself too by just asking and then lying back and receiving it. So I'm going to do exactly the same thing too at the same time because your healing is going to come directly from the vibrolite energies now and the angels and ascended masters. The healing silent, as Randy said at the beginning, and it's going to last about 30 minutes. Now, I'll let you know when the healing's finished because that's when the energy starts to subside. And just so you know, you'll only be able to do this healing once. So if you'd like to experience another healing, then pop onto our website and get a free healing or book a one-on-one with me.
Okay. Your website is?
Vibrolitehealing.com.
Okay. And Vibrolite is L-I-T-E, Vibra.
Yes, that's yes.
L-I-T-E. Okay.
Vibrolite. Yes, that's right. I wanted to do L-I-G-H-T, and there were a couple of reasons. One is I was guided L-I-T-E, and the other was that there was already a product with a similar name that I didn't want people to go to. So.
Okay. We can use our imagination for that. Okay, so I'm going to allow myself to get the healing. If I happen to fall asleep, which I probably will not let myself do, just say Randy.
yes, I will, for sure.
And okay, so what should we do to prepare for this?
Oh, all right. So if everybody's now sitting or if you're sitting and lying down now and relaxing,
okay.
I'm just going to ask now for Vibrolite to begin the healing now.
Okay.
And I hope you all enjoy it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I feel like it's starting to ease a little bit. I think it's going to keep going for you're going to it's going to keep going for a while, so just quietly in the background there, but the main intensity's eased.
Okay.
I
So,
hope you all enjoyed it.
I felt it.
Good. I really felt it too. It was quite
Yeah, I
strong.
felt it. That was powerful.
Yeah.
So Helen, so you, we can learn, we can get treatments from you. We can learn how to do this,
Yes.
and develop practices of our own.
Yes, a lot of healers. I've got people learning who have done lots of healing modalities and others who have never done healing before, and they all can do it really easily. And you can use it with your existing healing modalities, or you can, combine it with your other healing gifts. Or you can do it on its own, whatever works for you. And quite a few people have developed healing practices from it since they've been learning Vibrolite because it's just so easy to do.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really great. I actually was thinking of some practical ways you can use Vibrolite, especially for your listeners. One is giving it to pets because it's really hard to give healing to pets. So with Vibrolite, you can just ask that your pet receive healing and they receive the healing that they need. So you don't have to lie on the floor and get pins and needles and chase them around the room. So that's really practical. You can easily do.
Do the pets usually feel it? Like, do they relax?
Oh, they love it. Look, I tell you, when I'm lying down and get asking Vibrolite for healing for myself, as soon as I ask for the healing, my dog jumps up on my lap and receives the healing too. Pets love it. They
Okay.
really love it. So you can see them lying down, relaxing, and really enjoying the experience. So
Oh, that's so cool.
if you've got a pet that likes being on your lap, you're probably better giving them a healing at the same time as you give yourself a healing so that you can at least enjoy your healing.
Okay.
My dog's a real freeloader. And you can also use it for emotional support. So that's something that's really, really helpful. And people have found that it really helps a lot for that. So if people are stressed or anxious or have got stuff going on, then they can just ask for a Vibrolite healing and lie back, and it's really, really relaxing. And you can also send it to situations like family situations and discord, so and to help ease that angst as well. So it's really, you can use it for all sorts of things.
It's good for everything. It's
Yep.
one stop shop.
Yeah,
All right,
exactly.
Helen. Well, it's been wonderful having you with us today. Thank you for sharing Vibrolite with us. And thank you for giving us all this amazing healing. And again, your website is Vibrolite.
Vibrolighthealing.com.
Vibrolitehealing.com. So everybody, check it out. Learn more about this. And Helen is absolutely wonderful. So it's been a pleasure, Helen. And
Thank you.
thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I hope everybody enjoyed the healing
I'm
too.
sure they did. Okay. Thank you.